This is an Aero News Touch and Go with Aviation News and Brief for August 23rd. I'm Paul Plack. The NTSB has reported probable cause in the case of a Southwest Airlines 737 that had a 12 by 18 inch hole opened up in the top of the fuselage at 35,000 feet. White Knight 2, the launch platform for Virgin Galactic's Spaceship 2, was damaged slightly Thursday morning in what Scaled Composites calls a mechanical problem with the left main landing gear. A team led by the National Naval Aviation Museum in Pensacola, Florida, is still working on recovering a rare SB-2C-4 World War II Hell Diver from the bottom of the lower Otay Reservoir near San Diego. AirCell says it's beat back a lawsuit from Ambit Corporation, which had claimed AirCell's GoGo in-flight internet service was infringing on patents held by Ambit. The seventh straight month of revenue growth for U.S. airlines comes despite a drop of 1% in passenger volume. The improvement instead is driven by a 17% increase in the costs per seat mile. The FBI would really like to know who phoned in a hijack threat hoax just before American Airlines Flight 24, already more than 2 hours late leaving San Francisco for JFK, was finally about to take off on Thursday. The FAA has announced a new Air Transportation Center of Excellence for Commercial Space Transportation. It'll get $1 million a year in federal funding, the other half from industry and academia, and will be located in Las Cruces, New Mexico. The Planetary Society says Congress has four space program visions, all different, none of them providing timely replacement of U.S. ability to shuttle crew members to the International Space Station, and consistent only in derailing the Obama plan for NASA. And you're being invited to choose the music used to awaken sleeping astronauts on the last two shuttle missions. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, CFI Bob Miller of Over the Airwaves answers listener email. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.